Super Baby's Dad. Hi, I'm Cesar Galvão, Super Baby's Dad.
Please don't hit me anymore.
I'm here to send a message to Hezbollah, the fake baby from Dagestan. I am sick and tired of all of you fake babies on the internet taking money from the real baby's pocket. My baby's crazy. He's going to crack your skull. I cannot control him. He's a wild baby. And also, he will kill you. Just watch what he can do to you, Hezbollah.
He wanna take your bottle? Yeah, this baby wanna take your bottle and go to sleep in your crib. So you must fight him to show him you are the real baby. You understand? Okay, let's go. Show him who's the real baby. Kick.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Big fight's coming up. Joshua against Hezbollah. Joshua gonna show him who's the real baby. This is the real baby.
Wow.
I mean, this episode has been a long time coming.
I mean, the people have seen the promo and they've heard the talks, and they probably are not about to believe what's going on right now.
No. I mean, I'm so incredibly excited. I don't think I've ever been this starstruck before.
I've met a lot of big celebrities just being in LA. I've never felt this kind of star power ever.
I'm not kidding. Outside, I saw Leonardo DiCaprio walk by, and then I saw the Super Baby. And I didn't care about Leo.
No, it's insane. The energy and the charisma that he has naturally just with him. It's a one-year-old baby, and the kid has charisma like I can't even believe it. But so here's the thing. Big surprise guest, guys. This is crazy.
Let's get down to it.
All right. I'm going to tell them to come in right now.
Here we go. Here we go, folks.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
What you've been waiting for.
This is absolutely ridiculous. This is a guest. Oh, Richie, could you?
For the intro?
I mean, yeah.
Let's get the cameras set up. We got our media release forms here. So, you know, everything's legal. But, ladies and gentlemen.
This is a big, big, big announcement.
We have the Super Baby. The Super Baby is here. Joshua, the Super Baby.
Who do we have?
Is here, folks.
What is this?
Oh my God.
I can't believe it.
What a champion.
I cannot believe this.
Joshua.
Oh my God.
This is unbelievable.
Give him a.
Hey, Joshua.
Joshua's here.
I'm a big
fan.
This
is amazing.
This is unbelievable.
People are not going to believe this. There's a baby walking around on the table.
Joshua, kick my hand here for them see.
Oh, my God. Joshua.
Joshua.
Oh, my God. Joshua.
This guy's amazing.
Joshua.
You
want
to give a kick again? Right here. Where am I? Oh, my God.
Joshua's amazing. He's wild.
Go there, Joshua.
Watch out. It keeps falling.
It's hard with these dark sunglasses.
It's off its kilter.
Yeah.
It's off its axis.
Oh, okay.
The thing's off its axis.
It's okay. Here.
Devin, fix this thing. For crying out loud, we have a Super Baby.
I mean, that's
we look very unprofessional right now.
He's so strong, we can't keep the mic up.
Look at that.
Oh!
Goodness, Joshua.
Joshua!
Amazing.
Yeah.
Joshua. Joshua, my friend.
Look at that. Joshua.
Welcome to the podcast, my friend Joshua. Yes, thank you, my friend. Very good to see you.
Oh my God. What the heck? He has had his Gerbers today.
That's a great shot at Joshua. Do we have a board?
Yes, we have a board.
Let's get a board out
for
Joshua.
Let's have him break a board. How many do we have?
We have one.
Oh, let's save the board.
Let's save it.
There's going to be a big thing later.
Joshua's antsy, though. He wants to break a bone or a piece of wood or something. He's got a bloodlust, this baby.
Look at him. He's like, give me that. I want to smash it. I
want to
splinter it.
We have another one on the car.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Let's
kick this board, Joshua.
Oh!
Joshua! Go, one, two, three.
A little practice shot.
Oh, my gosh!
Yay!
Joshua!
The strongest baby in the world.
I mean.
The best baby in the world.
He broke the border, buddy.
Unbelievable.
Man, here you go. This is the guy. Now, let's
look at
go.
This
you
guy.
You want to talk to Papa now? Let's sit down.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
Joshua, sit down. You
Champion be- Joshua.
I am I'm so starstruck right now.
I mean, Joshua.
He wants to fight.
If Joshua wants to.
Oh!
Look at that.
Go. Where's the punch?
Oh, my goodness. Punch. I could watch this all day. This is incredible.
This is domestic abuse.
I know.
Okay. No, it's Joshua, very expensive equipment, Joshua.
Wait for mommy. Go a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's okay. If you want to sit down.
Whatever
and
you guys
want to
do.
Start talking.
Okay. Now, let's do it.
You want to sit down?
Joshua, save some energy.
Sit. Sit down, sit.
Sit down, Josh. Sit. Oh, boy. What a guy.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I've met a ton of babies in my life. All my friends have babies. My mom ran a daycare, so she had a million babies. I have never met a baby this good ever in my life.
I mean, this is the only baby that I care about.
I've never met a baby that I've cared about,
and Josh was the only baby that I think is
this
is worth
the best baby in the world.
I mean, you have a precious goods right here.
Sit there, Joshua. You're special, man.
You're very special.
You're special.
Baby.
Yes. This is the future champion of the world.
I mean, he's just looking for something to decimate.
Yes, bow. Very good. Oh, he's ready.
Wow.
He's ready. Oh.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh, you knocked him out, Joshua.
My God, man.
Oh my God, Joshua.
Take it easy.
Oh, wow. Take it easy.
Let's bow. Okay.
This thing, watch out. It's like still, it falls.
I know.
I'm trying to mic him a little. He's
going
to maybe have to hold it.
We're missing a lot of good audio.
Okay. Very good, Joshua. Now go if mama just a little bit. We can get something done here.
All right.
Oh my God.
Okay. Awesome.
Great job, awesome. Joshua.
Good, Joshua. See, he's a showman.
He is unbelievable.
I've never seen it. That's amazing.
For this age, it's crazy, right? He started training at 8 months old.
Oh, my God.
8 months.
What happened with the mic? Something's wrong with the thing. It's too high or whatever, but...
How does this fucking thing work?
Oh, no, it's fucking... I mean, Joshua kind of messed it up. I mean, Joshua, he was going off, you know? He hit it.
Very good.
All right.
Yeah, you might just have to hold it, Caesar.
Hold a little bit. It's
great.
All right, cool. Well, welcome to the podcast, Caesar.
Welcome to Hate Watch Podcast, Caesar. It's really great to have you. This is one of the most, you know, incredible things we've ever accomplished here.
Okay, cool. I've
been a fan for such a long time. Richie, you might want to fix the camera. And anyways,
camera's
welcome.
A little off its axis.
Welcome to the show.
It's okay, Papa.
It's off its kilter. You know?
I'll be with you in a second.
It's okay, Joshua.
Joshua, I'm going to get back to you in a second, okay?
He just wants to beat up
If
Dad.
You guys want
to
hang out in the green room for a little bit, too, that's fine.
We got M&M's. I mean, you can't eat M&M's, but...
Okay, can babies eat M&M's?
No.
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 You take M&M's out of your mouth.
He'll kick them out.
I have seen that.
Oh, man, he does.
I have seen that. So let me just kind of give the background on this
thing. Yeah, let's
give
a little background. Paul, is there a way to fix this? It's like, just keeps falling.
This is borderline embarrassing.
No,
we got a super baby with us.
I mean,
and the mics are falling over.
Josh was a little embarrassed by the production quality, I guess, but
yeah, that's okay.
If
Josh were here, he'd get furious and kick the shit out of
this.
This
is the first of many.
Yeah.
This is the first of many shows Josh will be on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that baby has a bloodlust. Never seen anything like it before. Here we go.
I'm a short guy, you know? Cool. So,
yeah. Me too.
Cool.
So. Here we're going to do this thing, and I just want to quickly say thanks again for coming to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for being
here,
Caesar.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That's my pleasure.
Quick background on the whole thing is we found online there was a super baby that was doing amazing things that people thought were probably impossible for a baby of that age to do. Everyone was amazed by it. It became a million followers on TikTok. Is that right?
Yeah, it's very close to that, and... he exploded all over the world because I don't think anybody has seen a baby do the crazy thing Josh is doing. I think nobody was waiting for that because
I had so many like back, you know, so many people saying bad stuff about
just
me.
You're bad father. Yeah, like, how dare you do
bad
this?
Father, this kid kicking metals, well, this kicking homies. Like,
you know, let me just crazy. Jump in real quick and clarify something. So I saw this baby. I thought this is amazing. You know, I'm into the fight biz a little bit. I'm a promoter. I'm a hustler. So I contacted Caesar here. We worked out a deal where I am now the Super Baby's manager, official manager and promoter. Yeah. And
Joey LaFleur.
Joey LaFleur, official manager of the Super Baby. We've got a lot of big things coming, huge events coming. And by the way, just before we get even started, I want to just address some of these wackos on the internet, some of these weirdos, these losers, the guys that you're talking about, the ones that are saying, I don't know if this is right to be having a baby do cage fights and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just want to very quickly, I got a few comments that I saved, and I just want to respond to them right up top, and then we can move on.
Yes.
Okay. Let's.
So here's the number one most common question that I have seen. He goes, what kind of maniac would make their baby fight in a cage? And I see this all the time. And here's my thing is this. You're an idiot. You're completely wrong. It's just not true. Joshua's a fighter, right?
He's a born fighter. Since Tiger Woods has there been a more talented baby. I'm not kidding.
No, this footage right now will be on like an ESPN 30 for 30 someday. Mm-hmm. Well, like the Super Baby, he's now the champion of the world. He was on this podcast when he was a baby. He was amazing. But it's just the kid was born to fight. He's a fighter. If he weren't fighting on pay-per-view, he'd be fighting in the streets or at preschool. Mm-hmm. So who are we to, you know... Sorry that we're going to make a little money off it. He would be fighting anyway.
It's also not a fight against just anybody. It's a fight against this fake baby, Hasbulla, mm-hmm. that is out there that is getting all the attention.
Yeah.
And doesn't possess any of the real baby attributes.
I hate Hasbulla. He's a fake baby. Do you agree?
Yeah, of course. I heard about say 18 years old man, adult, and a kid, you know,
in a kid body.
Passing by like he's a real baby. Josh is a real baby.
Josh is a real baby. Mm-hmm. Haswell is a fake baby.
Of course. And he's getting all of these famous for to pass by like a baby, but he's not a baby.
It's fraud. Mm-hmm. That's fraud. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Where I'm from, that's considered fraud. If you are a fake baby, if you're an adult and you're a dwarf and you're pretending to be a real baby, mm-hmm. that's a bunch of BS. So November 27th, maybe Mexico, maybe Japan, Joshua the Super Baby, we're still working on it, against Hasbulla, the fake baby from Dagestan.
He doesn't back out because he's a coward.
Yeah, you know.
And he might back out, I don't know. His manager, by the way, is supposed to be here, but I don't know if he's going to show
up
or not.
I'm sure he's late, you know. Yeah. He probably had to ride a goat.
He might show up and he might not. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? These guys,
you never know. And Joshua's... Josh is ready. He's trained every day, and I believe every day you guys are going to see Josh is improving. He's a natural fighter.
He was
born with that. I don't have to push him. You guys saw.
We've seen the videos. You're with him every day.
I saw today here. I didn't have to do anything.
No, you did nothing.
I put him on the table. He already wants to kick.
He comes in ready to kick.
The only problem is when we asked him to stop fighting.
He gets a little angry. He goes,
I want to break something. I want to break bones
or
wood.
The only time he turns into a baby is when he can't fight.
Exactly. It's all day long. Get tired, and it's all day long. You can do, I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's you have to tell him to stop fighting.
Yeah,
I know. So, if something is built on him, we cannot, I don't know how to explain that.
Real quick, true or false? I saw this rumor on the internet. Joshua has put 3 other babies in the hospital from his preschool or daycare.
Oh my God.
No, Judge. is a fake because Josh,
that's a fake rumor.
Joshua don't go to daycare right now. He's too little. He's 1.5 years. So Joshua stay with mommy and daddy at home. So we take care of him. So he's not going to daycare right now. And also, Joshua is very disciplined. He only attack when you tell him to attack. And also, he love other kids.
Yeah.
He never going to do anything bad until they do something
bad.
No,
he seems honestly like a pacifist, exactly. But he just, you know, it's a necessary,
like
you know,
all
self-defense
great
is necessary.
Sure, like Bruce Lee. He always says, don't fight unless you have to fight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And he cares about the art. He cares about doing the art of martial arts.
You're training him Miyagi style, not Cobra Kai.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm teaching him to defend himself when he need it, but never go to look for fight, but defend himself when he needed. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me just do one more comment to respond to. Somebody goes, I see this a lot. Somebody goes, this can't be legal. There's no commission in the world who would sanction this thing. That's what they say. Right. So that's kind of the first thing that I thought. And just real quick, legally, just to cover ourselves, like, okay, the First Amendment has protection for you know, this technically is a parody law situation where we are protected by the First Amendment on that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, any strike that lands in the cage is an accident. It's kind of like a stuntman on a movie set where they're fighting with the actors and stuff, but if somebody gets if somebody gets hit, it's kind of nobody, we're not liable, right? So Super Baby Promotions is not liable for anything like that. If somebody in the fight, in the arena, in Mexico, and this is another comment, what venue will sanction this fight? We found a bullfighting arena in Mexico where they usually, it's bullfights. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them and I said, hey, what do you guys think about having, you know, a baby fight a dwarf? And the guy was just like, no, I don't think so. And then I go, how about I give you like $500 more? And he goes, okay, fine.
I'm in, yeah. I mean, let's be honest, it's probably the third baby dwarf fight they've had this week.
You know, that's the thing. He was acting like, once he heard the dollar signs, he was like, yeah, I'll do anything.
Let's also face facts. Something's going to happen to Joshua. He's going to kick the shit out of Hasbulla, well, not even a question.
I mean, no, exactly. So Joshua's going to cripple this dwarf, basically, because we've seen his kicks, and Hasbulla can't, you know, he's a weak dwarf. Mm-hmm. He's a fake baby that can't compete
Hasbulla
with the
will be eating the same food Joshua eats after the
exactly.
fight.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to see the real baby beating up a fake baby.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. Exactly, yeah. I agree 100%. And then they will have the veterinarian for the bulls. He will be on site. And he can do stitching and everything like that.
Yeah,
so.
He's really good. We've talked to him. Yeah,
they're basically in Mexico. Veterinarians are the same thing as doctors. So
yeah.
All right. So I mean, I guess that's just out of the way. One more thing, real quick. All strikes that land inside the cage are accidental. Super Baby Promotions not liable for injury, according to Von Belts versus Stuntman Inc. 1989. So I just had to say that legally, and then we can move on. Here's what I want to talk about real quick. You're from Brazil.
Yes.
What city?
From Goiânia. It's very close to the capital, Brasília. So okay. The state of Goiás. So, but I was born in a city. It's called Barra do Garças. It's a very small city in a state called Mato Grosso.
Wow. Okay. So I'm familiar with Brazil in many ways because I'm such a fan of martial arts.
Yeah.
I know about the history of jiu-jitsu and, you know, the Gracie family and Maeda and all that kind of stuff. I have not heard that much about taekwondo, which is what you're a master of.
Yeah. Taekwondo is very big in Brazil. Brazilians, people, we love martial art, of course, you know, karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, judo. So Brazil always have a history about martial arts. So taekwondo came to Brazil... And they hit very hard because the Brazilian people accept that, you know, in taekwondo because the kicks don't have any martial art in the world have a better kicks than taekwondo, of course.
Absolutely.
So then I got involved in taekwondo at age, I was 4 years old when I started. But my father was a boxer, so I was like Josh's age. I was already punching, kicking. Like
you were a super baby.
Yeah, I was a super baby.
This is a whole generation of
super babies.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. So then I started training, and I saw a Bruce Lee movie. Age, I was like 5 years old. My uncle showed me a Bruce Lee with the Game of Death or something like that. Mm-hmm. And after that, I came back home. I destroyed the house, kicking, breaking everything.
Whoa.
So finally, then I started really getting involved in martial art. And I made my career in martial art. I became one of the top five fighters in Brazil in taekwondo. I'm a 10 times Brazilian national champion. I'm a 4 times like for the Brazilian national committee, like Olympic committee 4 times. I went with Pan Am Games, South America Games, World Games, and I became a bronze medal in Pan Am Games in Cuba. I have a Fidel Castro at the time giving the medal to us. And also I became a U.S. Open gold medalist 2013 Las Vegas.
Did you meet Fidel?
I saw him. I was on my. He's right in front of me, but I got injured. But he was there. We saw him and shake his hand. Everything like that.
I'd love to see Joshua kick a cigar out of Fidel's mouth.
Oh my goodness, that would be a stunt.
And he would be doing that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Fidel would love him. He's bringing Super Baby to me now.
I think Joshua could end the embargo.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's true.
So those are amazing credentials. Taekwondo champion. I mean, I respect the martial arts so much, and taekwondo is about as good as a perfect martial art can be, in my opinion. I respect it so much. And so you trained all, like a lot of the Marvel movie stars, right?
Yeah, we trained Master Higa Machado. He's a legend in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and he was involved If you Hollywood, he teach a lot of those actors and directors. And Marvel, you know, came to us and with him and offer us some, you know, some actors mm-hmm. who can work on them and stuff like that. And
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Did you have sex with her?
No. No, but she was there.
She wanted to,
Richard,
I bet.
Yeah, Richard Norton is a great fighter, and he has a very good friendship with him. And then Scarlett Johansson came that time to our gym and training, and it was very good to participate in that. At that time, she was there as a great girl.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Higa Machado, by the way, is like one of the most famous jiu-jitsu masters. He's a red belt, right?
Yeah, I think he's the top of the top. You know, he's a world champion. And
so there's like three or four red belts in the world,
yeah,
or like maybe 10. But it's extremely rare and very impressive. So that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Hegan's amazing. You guys just did a video with Hegan on your TikTok.
Yes, we did. Hegan's in love with Joshua. I think he never could see something like that. And he right. said, this kid is special. You know, this kid is something, and this kid is the next Bruce Lee, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Do you see Joshua fighting in the UFC or like a MMA when he's an adult, or do you see him being a Taekwondo master only?
I see Joshua as being a fighter.
Okay.
Is built in him.
Right.
And I think I see him, yes, fighting the UFC because if he got after me, I always love to fight. You know, I like my whole life I was around fighting. So if he took that after me, I think Josh would be fighting. For
that's
sure.
incredible. I think I honestly believe that in about 18, 20 years, we will look back and be like, wow, the greatest fighter in the world. We met him when he was a baby.
Completely
that's
serious.
Cool.
I yeah. completely believe that.
Of course.
I, believe that I truly believe that. Yeah. I have a quick question. Has Joshua been to Brazil or has he been just?
Joshua, actually, he was born, you know, in Brazil, but he's American.
Okay.
He's American. Okay. And we came to, he's like a, basically, I was born in Brazil. We came to United States. So,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So basically, he's a dual citizenship.
Now, do you want to raise him mostly in America or in Brazil? Like, I mean, I feel like he would get a lot of the fighting spirit from.
I think. I want to have the balance of both. You know, mm-hmm. because Brazil have a lot. You know, you learn a lot from Brazil too. Mm-hmm. And American, you know, have a lot to learn here too. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good. To me, it's going to be some good balance. He
right.
needs that. You
right,
know I mean?
Right.
Because all of us need that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I want to balance his mind, too.
Yeah, yeah, know? Yeah.
So to yeah. get what American can offer to him, and also he see what Brazil has to offer to him.
Right.
You know,
so. Brazilian culture has a lot to offer. I respect that culture so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
And I think that's a brilliant philosophy. So let's get back to kind of what's going on recently. I signed on. You brought me in as the fight manager and promoter for Joshua, and we started training, we started doing all this stuff, we started promoting, and we basically are in the works.
So he's not too bright, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we
y'all trying to help me.
Yeah, I'm trying to help him out. What's your problem?
Yeah, he's trying to be
kidding. I'm kidding, he could get the mic thing.
But so we are in the works of the biggest fight that's ever happened outside of maybe Floyd Mayweather, maybe a couple of these huge pay-per-view yeah. stars. We're trying to make something happen that when it works and when we get this thing figured out, contracts are signed, this is going to be the biggest event possible, right? So I guess I kind of want to hear your thoughts about the fight against Hasbulla.
My thoughts is like I said, Joshua, that's something like he loves to do that's built on him. And I think it would be something different for everybody to see. I guess nobody have saw like a real baby go up in a cage, you know, and also show the best of martial art for everybody can
right.
see that, you know.
I think against a fake baby too, punishing a fake baby.
You know, yeah, he's fighting against an 18 years old, guy fighting against a 1 year and a half. Let's put it that way. It's
right.
like it's never happened before.
And you were saying you're sick of, you know, you're sick of these babies taking money out of these fake babies taking money out of the pocket of the real babies.
Of course, like nowadays the internet made everything easy, right? Mm-hmm. So many fake things out there, you know, you see so many fake babies passing by as a baby and earning all of this tons of money.
They're everywhere.
And yeah. People don't realize that, but Joshua is the real thing.
No, I mean Hasbulla,
Joshua is the real deal,
yeah.
you know?
Hasbulla's yeah. in it for the fame.
Yeah.
Joshua
yeah.
is a real fighter. No,
he's a martial artist.
He's a martial artist.
Joshua is one of one. Yeah, you know? What do we have in the past? There's Mini-Me. You got that guy who was with Kid Rock.
Yep.
You know, that guy? We got a slew of fake babies in history, there's but there's only of one babies. Of one. We the super babies.
Wee Man. You know what I mean? There's all sorts of them.
A bunch of fake ass babies.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. These fake babies are pissing me off, and they're taking money from real babies' pockets, and we're about to put an end to that. And just wait for it. So this is kind of a breaking news. We have a promo. Hasbulla's manager made a promo video.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have it ready? Okay. So here it is. Let's just watch this and react to it.
Look at this goon.
Hello. My name is Alexander Magomed Bogdanovich, official representation for Hasbulla. The great champion dwarf fighter from Dagestan.
Boo.
I am here. Fuck to you. Send the message.
Champion. I never seen that kid fight.
No kidding.
I've never seen him fight.
I just fire a gun in the air. I can't even aim that fake baby.
Let me explain something to you about growing up Dagestan. When I turned 8 years old, my.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Shut up.
Yada.
When
we get it.
8 years old.
The head of a man he caught stealing from his store.
Okay.
My father yelled at me to pull the trigger until I cried, but still I would not do it.
Wow, you're really cool.
Wow.
You're,
what a story.
That's a hardcore lie. Like,
with me, creating a bond which I have never felt.
He doesn't even mean what he's saying. He's phoning it in.
He's phoning it in. The Hasbulla's people don't even care.
Look, he's clearly reading off something. He had to write it in advance.
It looks like he's drunk or something.
I know.
He seems drunk.
Lay off the vodka, Hasbulla.
Yeah, Jesus.
For Christ's sake.
You baby cry all the
time. Oh, come on. Oh. What the hell?
Yeah, because he's a real baby.
Right.
Cute baby you see on his Instagram page.
Well, because he's a real baby.
Right.
Yes.
Somebody
wait, what?
He just said kill a badger.
He said Hasbulla killed a badger and ate his meat.
He's not scared of any Brazilian or real. Have you seen this?
Look at this. What? That's
what?
Bullshit.
Dagestan now has the best martial artist in the
that
world.
That is bullshit.
When?
Since when?
I don't think so.
Where even is Dagestan?
Brazil invented martial arts.
Brazil has a name in martial arts.
Yeah, exactly. You never heard of Dagestan Jiu-Jitsu? No. It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
BBJ.
Royce Gracie.
Yeah. Right. From Dagestan. Yeah. You know, yeah.
What do you think about that
guy?
What
a scumbag.
I think he's just, he don't know what the hell he's talking
about. He
doesn't
know what he's talking about.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. And also he said Hasbulla is a great champion from what?
From what? Yeah, from what? He hasn't ever fought.
I never
it's
fought.
It's a cash
He has
grab.
No title. You're a real champ. You've got titles. You've done the work. You've been to the Pan Am's international champion.
Joshua's a real fighter. Hasbulla is an influencer.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
Hasbulla is nothing more than a internet influencer. He is a Instagram influencer.
They might as well give him
celebrity.
They might as well give him
Joshua
was
born inside the martial arts school. Joshua's mother was training when she was 9 months pregnant.
When you see an idiot like that. Wow. Does your blood just boil? How stupid do you think that guy is, honestly?
I think he's just trying to promote his fighter, of
course. No.
And he looks like, shit.
What the hell's going on?
He's knocking the door.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
What the Boom.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
Oh, my God. Sir.
What are you doing here?
Hey, come on, man.
What is this?
You said you weren't coming.
What are you holding?
What do you have? Anyways, all right, Jesus. All right.
Bogdanovich.
Okay.
Representing
go ahead and sit down.
Sit
Jesus
down, sit
Christ,
down,
man.
Take a seat.
World champion of the world, Hasbulla. Who the fuck is father here?
Okay, it's right.
Caesar, right
by
there.
By the way, hey, don't talk to him like that. You watch your damn
show some
mouth.
Respect.
Show some respect.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know how mics work? Do they have mics in your country?
Hey,
talking
to the mic.
They don't have microphones in Dagestan.
Come on, I'm sorry we don't have any cabbage soup for you, but here's a mic.
Hey, talk right into it.
Talk into the mic, sir.
Hasbulla will kill your super baby in 1 minute, and we don't want fucking dead babies.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
I mean, this guy killed 16 Czechoslovakians single-handed.
Yeah, he's an interior decorator.
What
do you have to say to this kind of talk?
I think it's just the show how scared they are. That's
He's scared. Yeah, they're scared of the real baby. You got a fake baby.
You are fucking joking, man.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen Hasbulla fighting?
No, I never seen.
No, no one has seen it because he doesn't fight. Fake. You got a fake baby. He's not a real baby. We're talking about a real baby who is a master of the martial arts.
Don't give me this crap.
Okay, well, whatever, man. Yeah. You're being crazy right now. I invited you on this podcast.
You had a long flight.
You had a long flight.
You want your kid get killed. Well, are you fucking not? Where is your wife? Fuck, I need to tell her because you are fucking not.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Bringing the family into it.
Yeah, You're getting weirdly personal about this. Yeah, and listen.
We don't kill the fucking babies, don't you understand?
First of all, if anyone dies, it's going to be Hezbollah. Your fake baby, he sucks. He's a dwarf. Joshua is a super baby. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's going to mop the floor with your shitty little fake baby. So don't talk about who's going to get hurt. And let me tell you this. We got a veterinarian on site. They're going to watch over, make sure nobody dies. And don't even talk about death because the athletic commission is going to be on me about that. So don't even say that.
Yeah, we don't need any more problems.
So, but here is something I
don't know what you are doing.
Well, listen.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
Fighting the babies. What the fuck is that?
Wait, all these Dagestanis, all
where
of us.
Where are you coming?
Here's the thing with these Dagestanis. I'm so sick of these Dagestanis. They're pissing me off.
Oh, you had the rules. Fucking, we don't kill the kids.
Hey, shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah, you're great people.
Listen.
Don't kill kids, no.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're being a wacko. Now, that's maybe in Dagestan that's acceptable, but don't even say that. So, here's the thing. Brazilians are the best martial artists in the world.
Yep.
Don't give me the shit. Dagestan already the best champion of the world. Brazilian, they are fucking best in the Paris Forest, you know. Fucking the guys, you know.
What?
Whoa, what a what homophobic accusation.
Wow. No. Dagestan, listen, man, I want to say something real quick. I respect Khabib Nurmagomedov. I respect Zabit Magomed Sharipov. I respect many, many great Dagestani fighters. Islam Makhachev is one of my favorite guys as well. Now, what you're saying, you're being crazy. And I think that even they wouldn't like this because they're very religious. They believe in, being a Muslim and following the truth of their religion. This is unacceptable. And they would actually hate what you're saying. And the fact that you were born and raised.
They don't give a shit what you think.
Okay? They care because they're decent people. So you're actually a very bad representation for Dagestan. Do you understand? And you're go ahead.
You look like Hezbollah slapped you around a few times.
Are you fucking drunk or what?
I mean, listen, says the guy that came in here slurring with vodka on his breath. I mean, I didn't know Dagestan would even accept somebody like this.
We drink vodka instead of coffee, asshole. Don't you fucking understand it?
Oh, my God.
Universal remote.
Vodka with coffee.
Put universal remote on docking station.
Oh, my God. All right, so here's the thing. Let's talk business, because you're a businessman.
Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks here.
But Alexander, I don't want to fucking kill the babies, don't you understand?
Well, let's get off that.
We are not Americans, you understand?
Let's
get back to, you know, Joshua, this whole we don't kill babies thing.
Yeah.
You kill babies, you fuck babies, you all this shit.
Oh, my
we
God.
Don't do this stuff.
Okay, well, listen, let's skip that. Let's actually skip that, for real. Like, actually, skip that one. We'll do, but.
Okay, where are the fucking money?
Okay, so here's the thing. We're going to talk business. You said Hezbollah is willing to fight this baby in Mexico at a bullfighting arena. You said you needed how much money to do it, to make it happen?
Fuck, give him 1 million because...
A million?
Because we will have to run away right away while he killed Hezbollah.
How about three goats and a cabbage?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's be realistic. Three goats.
Go, your ass, yeah.
What are you going to use the money for? To build
a
roof?
You're vulgar, sir, by the way. Yeah,
don't give me this.
Talking
crap,
about baby fucking and all sorts of this. No, it's ridiculous. We have an actual, I know you don't really respect real babies because you're a fake baby representative.
Your president do this shit.
Who's your president? We don't know.
Yeah, nobody cares about your president.
Who's your president?
You know, it's Vladimir Putin.
A bale
Putin.
Of hay?
Nobody knows. Right?
Putin is the president because Dagestan...
Is Dagestan a part of Russia?
No, because they're his bitch.
Oh.
Dagestan is Putin's bitch, except for, like,
Habib.
And
don't know anything about history.
And Putin's a little shaky, isn't he now, you know?
Yeah.
He's got the shakes.
Shake
Putin's got the yips.
When it's needed, he will shake your ass.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. I'll kick his ass and I'll kick your ass.
We have Joshua the Super Baby on our side. I'm not worried about Putin. Yeah.
I might kick your ass today,
sir. All I'm fucking worried that Hezbollah killed that baby. What can happen? Who will be responsible?
Well, listen, what do you have to say to this BS?
Well, just like I feel sorry for Hezbollah, you know, because
Josh
is prepared for him. And I think maybe who the one is going to be killed is going to be Hezbollah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's what I think.
Holy fuck.
You are fucking dreaming, man.
No. What? Yeah, right.
I don't dream it.
I don't think so.
I'm a dream maker.
Yeah.
I can make
dreams
come
true.
Yeah. So Josh's dream is going to come true. Beating up Hezbollah in front of the whole world.
Your child. Yeah, you are fucking nuts, you know.
I mean, this is...
You need to go to shrink, man.
Uh-huh. You represent a dwarf. I think you need to go to the shrink.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
you know,
he got you good.
How it gonna looks like 1 year and a half, real baby, being an up 18 years old man.
That's going to be...
It's going to be embarrassing.
That's going to be so embarrassing. You know? And these Dagestanis with all their fake babies, they're trying to make money on fake babies. They got this whole circus. It's a circus over there.
You are fucking confusing us with Chinese.
What, they?
You are Dagestani.
Well, they have fake babies too, because I don't... And listen, I don't know what that even means. Chinese people have fake babies. I don't know what you're talking about, frankly.
Chinese fake babies are in the Olympics right now.
Yeah.
They got a gold in gymnastics.
Kicking ass to Americans. Yeah.
All right.
We don't like you having fun with us.
I mean, for crying out loud.
Don't laugh too hard.
Alexander, you're out of control. Mm-hmm. You're Hezbollah's manager. So he trusts you more than anyone. That's what you told me. He basically thinks of you as
can
his
you
father.
Talk about money.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you people. That's all you people know about.
Habib is, so disappointed.
What happened to the love of the sport?
They only care about money.
What happened to the love of the art?
Martial artists.
Everything's corporate with you Dagestanis.
Brazilians are true martial artists, and you're making Dagestani people look very bad, greedy, and not really that, good. So, you should defend your people right now. How dare you?
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say?
Don't you know that Dagestani now are the old champions of the world?
There's one champion, and he just retired. It's Habib Nurmagomedov, and I love him. And Islam Makhachev, maybe he's going to be the next one. But Brazilians have been champions for decades and decades.
And forget this stuff. Now they changed their profession, you know?
They didn't change the profession.
They are doing their threesomes now.
Brazil lifted up their UFC, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, listen, you're crazy. Here's what I wanted to do. We bring in Joshua to break a board in front of you so that you can see how dangerous he is.
We're going to have Joshua put the fear of God
in
you.
But when he's in here, you can't say any bad words. Do you agree to that?
You can't curse around the baby.
Can I check the board before he breaks?
No, you can't do anything.
Oh, fuck you.
We know you love to curse around your fake baby.
I know you're fucking...
Just cannot curse because there's 1 year and a half.
He's 1 year.
He's not fake baby.
He's not a fake baby. Hezbollah.
You can't say that.
Oh, curse around him, yeah.
Hezbollah probably already has sex shoes, right? He's 18 years old.
Exactly. You smoke cigarettes with Hezbollah, you can curse. Not around Joshua. Joshua's a real baby. You can't curse around this baby.
He's a real American baby. He's right here.
Yeah. Do you agree that you're not going to curse?
American or Brazilian?
Yeah, he's a Brazilian-American.
That's fucking no Brazilian anymore.
No, he's beautiful. He's got cultures from both worlds. Do you agree?
There's no fucking culture in America.
We are culture.
We are culture.
America
yeah.
is everyone's culture.
Yeah, go on Meros here.
I'm not here to defend American culture. I'm telling you that Brazilian culture is beautiful and Joshua is, basically Brazilian.
Only thing beautiful in Brazil are the girls, that's all.
Yeah, Joshua's Brazilian, so don't worry about it. And he's going to whoop Hezbollah's ass, and he's going to make Dagestan look like a bunch of pussies, and I can't fucking wait for it. Because you guys, aside from the guys that I mentioned, you guys are pussies and you're cowards.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
You are fucking lucky that you will be paying money.
Yeah, we'll see about
sure.
that. We'll
if
see.
Not, you have your fucking mouth, shut down your fucking mouth.
Okay, so listen, do you agree not to curse or say anything crazy if we...
You can't curse with this baby in the room.
You agree?
Of course.
Okay.
We never care
shake
about
on
the
it.
Baby.
Shake on it.
All right.
Oh my God! Dirty fighter.
Look at this bullshit.
Jesus,
I almost fucking
want to fight here already.
I might have to whoop his ass. But no. Okay. So we did that. Did count as a shake. So you're not gonna curse. Do you want to do? Do we want to break a board? One more board?
Yeah, we can do one more board. Let's get Joshua in here. Let's get Joshua here.
Okay, what are you bringing here?
You have no idea.
So you know what happens,
Joshua.
Dangerous boy. You gotta be careful.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. No, if he senses any kind of aggression, he will probably break your nose.
But your fucking eye, I don't fight.
Get that out of your system.
Relax.
Get that out.
To get all the F words out.
No,
okay?
No
we
F
don't
words.
Say the F word on this
no
show.
F words.
No baby yet.
This is a PG show, sir.
So just get ready that you can't swear around the baby, okay? You
can't swear around this kid. It's baby.
Can I
real baby.
Can I pat his head?
No, you can't touch
you
the baby.
You cannot touch it. We will call the authorities if you touch the baby.
Oh, shit.
If you touch the baby, you're going to be in worse trouble than Epstein.
I am not American. I am Dagestani.
Uh-huh.
We don't fuck the babies.
All right.
We take care of them.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay,
they're getting Joshua ready.
Joshua's
okay,
getting ready.
Cool.
He's having
some Gerbers.
He's just getting some protein in his system.
He has some power.
He's probably doing pull-ups or something right now.
So as one just a million, one a million, all right? If you fight,
he wants $1 million, and that's going
to
be the purse. So there's going
to
be a paper.
My
he
guys
wants $1 million.
Mexico,
all right, quiet. The baby's here.
Here we go, Joshua.
Joshua's here. There we go, Joshua's
Yay!
Back.
Come here, Joshua.
Okay, Joshua, watch out. There's
a
creepy Dagestani man behind
just
you.
Don't look his way. He's an ogre.
Here. Joshua, look at this guy right there. Yeah, very good.
Look at him.
That is
play to the crowd.
Yeah. That is just
more showmanship than Hasbullah.
Oh, absolutely.
Joshua, give him a knuckle. Show him your
Joshua,
power.
Show him your fist.
Yes, legend.
Oh, don't touch. No more touching
no
the baby.
Joshua,
don't touch.
Do not touch the baby.
You're our enemy, sir.
We are not the
okay,
player.
Here it comes.
Watch this. Watch this. Oh,
very kick. Now we gotta kick straight. Strong. Hold on. Oh, stay back.
It's okay, Joshua.
Stay back there. Very strong. One, two, three, stronger, go. One, two, three, bah, stronger, go. Bah, kick stronger, go.
Over here. Hey! Wow. That was amazing.
What the fuck is
unbelievable.
That?
One kick like that, the Hasbullah.
Wow, okay, you want to take Joshua?
Here.
You grab him?
This is not the baby.
What?
Here.
What do you mean that's not a baby?
Here, put the camera over here.
This is the fucking dwarf, baby.
Wait,
you can't break it.
Do not curse around the baby.
Hang on, what are you saying? He's not a real baby?
Here,
baby can't break this stuff. Don't give me this shit.
He broke it fair and square.
He broke the board.
The
you made him cry. You just made the baby cry.
You are fucking
do not make
cheating.
Joshua cry.
Go.
Listen,
go,
you
go.
Promised you wouldn't swear, and now
you're going
swearing.
Crazy right now.
This is ridiculous.
Here.
I got the statement for you.
Hang on. What is this? Oh, my God. What do you have? What is this?
Statements. Here, take this wood.
Oh,
build
God.
Yourself a house.
Can't you fucking read them?
Oh, my God. What is this? Bullshit! Oh my God, is this
a kick like that in somebody?
Look
face?
At that kick!
You're saying that he's a.
I will see you in court.
Hey, take the headphones off! We know you don't have technology.
This is
like
a lawsuit.
That.
This guy's trying to sue us. Hey, here's what I think about that. Get out
about
of here!
That?
Get the fuck
that's
out of here!
That's what we think about
you
your
get
fake
out of here.
Lawsuit.
Get
the fuck
out of here,
bitch! Get the fuck out of here,
pussy!
Get the fuck out of here!
Fuck out!
Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out of here, pussy! I'll
fuck
kick
off.
Your ass, bitch.
Touch a baby?
Fucking pussy.
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Joshua scared him away.
What a scumbag.
I mean, he's such an ogre. It started making Joshua cry. It's the only thing that can make Joshua cry is a man as ugly as that.
That was
very
annoying.
It's hard.
Because that guy's so scary, right?
Like
a
scary,
he's
come
so,
on.
Like a monster or something.
He's a monster.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
a monstrous person.
Oh, my God. He was disgusting.
See, that's the thing.
Fucking scumbag.
When you're born and raised in Brazil and you're a champion of martial arts, you see a guy like that and it just makes you laugh, right?
Of course. It's just like
God.
We train for that, you know what I mean? So it's like what he was saying because you see he's scared.
Yeah, see that he's scared.
You can tell.
So you want someone scared, they're going to say all of the crazy stuff to scare you, right?
You
they want to scare you. They want to say, I'm going to kill you.
I know.
You know?
Yeah,
it's all talk. It's all talk.
Who kill don't say? Somebody going to kill never say nothing.
You don't say. You're not going to warn somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You just act. You just make happen, right? So he's not, you know, basically he's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
They know Joshua really going to show the world like the fake baby is going to go down. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Then Snoke, maybe after that, Hezbollah going to do what?
I just heard Joshua, I think, screaming at him.
Yeah, you see that?
Joshua's Joshua out there screaming at him. He's leaving. He just left.
Yeah. Probably just broke his nose.
He just left. It wouldn't be the first time his nose got broke.
Kicked him in the leg. So,
you see that thing?
In the leg so hard, he run away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, absolutely.
But it's just going to be, they scared. They bully.
They're scared. They're scared. It's a bully tactic for sure.
So, yeah.
Joshua has class. You know, he couldn't not curse for what? 30 seconds?
30 seconds. So what did he say? I shook his hand and he yanked my arm.
He just started going crazy. Oh, yeah. First off, he tried to fight you with his handshake.
I yanked him back, too.
He said, it's not a baby. You said, just not a baby.
That's Joshua what he broke. Said.
Yeah, this is not a baby. Joshua is like, if Joshua's not a baby, so Hezbollah is a baby?
Right.
No, you know what happened? He saw how hard Joshua kicked and he said, okay, wait, that scared me? That just scared me how hard that was? That's a dwarf. He was trying to say Joshua was a dwarf because he's so used to working with fake babies.
Yeah.
You know, he see a year and a half baby breaking a board. He see a year and a half baby breaking a board in the front of his eyes. He tried two times. He saw the power, you know, and he saw the kick. Then he like, this is not a real baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what? We scared the hell out of him.
Yep. We scared him.
So
I mean, it's a phenomenon. No one's ever seen anything like that. You know, it's
nobody have seen anything like that. And so basically what this guy trying to do is like, it's like he's a promoter. He's trying to promote his fighter, but for sure, Josh is gonna put him down easy.
Oh my god! What do you think? First round knockout, head kick, or what?
I believe it's gonna be first round head kick. Because Josh will just go for the head. He like it. Yeah. Also, be careful if his leg kick too. I train very well. He go to your leg, he kick in your leg when you go down. And also, Josh don't have no mercy. If you ask mercy for him, that's why he go for your head. He knock you out.
He's gonna turn Hezbollah into Ben Askren.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think
3 seconds. Boom. Yeah,
it's done. It's gonna be so fast though.
So Joshua shows no mercy?
No, he don't have a mercy.
Jesus.
Wow.
And even if you say, please, please, don't kick me, then when you say please, then he kick you twice. he don't understand the word. He don't understand you saying, please, don't kick me. Yeah. Please, don't hit me. He don't, you know, he just goes
for it. He's a baby.
No, yes.
Exactly. Keep in mind, this is an 18-year-old. How old is Hezbollah?
He's 18.
18-year-old grown 18. Man saying, so please don't kick me to a super baby.
Yeah. He's adult. You know, you see, that's going to be amazing. You know, the first time ever in history, a baby fighting against adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
we'd love to make it happen.
We're breaking barriers. It would be unprecedented.
It's really trying to make it happen. It's really Hezbollah.
Well, Hezbollah is the diva.
Yeah.
Diva. You know, that, you know, Alexander here is saying he wants $1 million for the purse. To be honest,
the country's not even worth $1 million.
That's what I said too. That's what I said too. And I hate when he starts attacking Brazil, especially, you know.
So disrespectful.
It's just so insane. But I will say that $1 million, that's not out of the question. Like, we can make that happen. It might not be the purse, but after the pay-per-view points and everything else, he's going to see $1 million. So I just got to sit down with that guy. And I hate him. He's fucking insane, and he is saying crazy shit, and he's a drunkard. Came in here smelling like vodka.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a...
disgusting human.
Disrespectful, man.
Disrespectful. You just can't say shit like that.
Yeah.
Not to me, and not to Caesar, not to the super baby, so...
You can see, I have nothing in martial art on him, and also don't have anything in martial art on him, and also...
Right.
He say Hezbollah is a champion, right? And it's like...
Of what?
Champion is like cussing around, saying bad words around kids. That's what they are.
This is the kind of poise that Caesar, I think, is teaching Joshua. I mean, you should... Realistically... should have jumped up and kicked his ass.
Exactly.
Well, you show great restraint because you're a sound individual, unlike this fucking
Caesar's
oaf that came
one
in
of the,
here.
He's one of the best martial artists in the world. If he wanted to beat the shit out of that guy, come on.
Just in the blink of the eye, that's all.
Oh, dude. I mean, honestly, Super Baby's amazing. Go home, look up Caesar. Yeah. He's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Your full name?
Cesar Galvão Nascimento. Cesar Galvão. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
G-A-L-V-A-O?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's incredible martial arts. The guy is one of the best in the world. This was bullshit today. I can't believe he came in here acting like an asshole and swearing and threatening to kill.
Brought papers.
Ugh. Kill baby. You know?
Kill
baby. Kill baby.
Yeah.
And then he kept talking about how we are baby fuckers or the country is. I mean, it was getting really vulgar.
That's really crazy stuff.
That was low class, disrespectful shit. And we're going to kick the shit out of, first of all, Hezbollah by the super baby.
That's coming up. I'm going to make that work, and that fight's going down, and then, goddamn, people are going to find it so funny to watch this after the fight.
Yeah.
When Hasbulla is in the hospital, and he's got a full body cast on, and he's he's pissing through a catheter because his fucking, his dick and got kicked up to shreds, and, and he's got a broken orbital, and his ribs are all shattered, probably like 5 or 6 broken ribs. And Joshua's going to be untouched, and it's just an easy fight for us, and it's an easy payday.
Yeah, yeah. The amazing thing they don't see, but Joshua, something about Joshua, he don't feel pains, right? They don't understand about that, but Joshua can kick a metal. You know, he can go a metal bar right here.
Joshua pain, don't feel pain.
Pain, and he can kick, he can kick.
It's incredible.
It's amazing, and Joshua have something, I mean, don't give up. You know, he fall, he stand up. He fall, he stand up. He keep on going, keep on going. So I think it's going to be the greatest fighter in the history. It's going to be the first fight ever. You're going to see everybody at home watching, for sure. I think nobody want to lose this fight because they're talking about the baby fighting here. So we're going to change. It's going to be something new to the whole planet. I believe all Brazilian people going to be eating popcorn watching and say, like, go, Super Baby, go, Super Baby.
Of course.
I think you're right.
All of Brazil will be watching. Russia has 150 million people. They're going to be watching. They support this fake baby, Hasbulla. And they're going to sit there and tune in and see what happens because they have to see what happens.
Exactly. Joshua has tenacity. All that this Dagestani dwarf has, their camp, it's all bravado.
Yep.
It's fake.
Fake machismo.
All they do is
influencers.
Fake baby.
Is it just propaganda to get money?
Propaganda, yeah.
Propaganda to get money from sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
go on.
And here you go. We have the real baby right now. Josh, whoever wanted to invest, had to invest in the real baby because they're going to get results of the real baby. Josh is a year and a half, not 18 years old. So, so
and here's 18 months, you know, not 18 years.
Exactly. Josh is 18 months.
Here's the other thing that is kind of grim, but it's a very good point, is like I think those dwarves only live to be like 25 or something. Joshua is 1 year old. He's going to live to be 100, and he's going to be fighting for 100 years. He's going to be... We're going to be making money from this kid forever.
Exactly.
That fake baby has maybe a couple more years left on his life. You know what I mean? And especially after Joshua puts him into the hospital, you can take a couple years off that.
Yeah, Josh is going to be, I see him is going to be a money machine.
Money machine.
Yeah, he's going to be a money machine because Joshua, he's very talented. He's very smart, and he's he has the drive on him. You know, every day you guys have to see. I live with the kid. He wake up in the morning. The first thing he does when he wake up in the morning, he go kick the punching bag.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
First thing he does.
What
first
a
thing
legend.
He go kick the punching bag. Then after he kick the punching bag, he bring a paddle, tell me to hold for him. I'm half asleep in there, like, bah, bah. And it's crazy. Then he go, he open the door, the bedroom door, if a kick.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a incredible question. Do you think that he would kill Hasbulla? If he had to,
you know, he's talking about killings, right?
Yeah, this is the guy.
That guy. He sound killing him. He's gonna kill. He's gonna kill the baby, and I don't like to say those words.
You don't.
But I'm gonna tell you something. Hasbulla is gonna get hurt pretty bad. You know, I mean,
and maybe die.
He might can. You know,
maybe
he might can. You know, you never know.
He might die.
Yeah. So you might can see a 1 year and a half baby. You know. Kick so hard, 18 years old baby, and that's it.
Probably he kicks metal.
Probably be the ending. You know what I'm
kicks
saying?
Kicks metal. All right, how long have we done? Yeah, 53 minutes?
Yeah. Well, I just think when I hear this, I think Joshua's timeless. Hasbulla, flavor of the week. You know?
Yeah.
He's doing a money grab right now.
Yeah.
And everyone will get over this in a couple weeks. You know, we tried to reach out to some of these accounts, we got the manager. But we tried to reach out to some of these accounts, and they're all big talk.
It's all talk.
They think Josh was a joke.
Yeah, no.
And
the dwarf has never fought.
You're the joke.
Yeah.
Hasbulla.
Yeah, Hasbulla, yeah. Alexander, the whole team so far. Everybody I met is a joke so far. It's embarrassing. They actually make me sick. I love Dagestanis, like I said. I love Habib and Islam and the great champions, Zabit. But that guy is not a great representation of Dagestan. No. That was bullshit. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I go out when I leave here, if I see him, I'm going to kick his ass.
If he's still out there.
I'm going
to
kick his ass.
But I'm going to be hard to kick his ass. He looks like he's drunk. You see, he's mad. He's bored. His breath.
He's a stumbling, mumbling prick.
He's a stutter, muttering prick.
Now, bad representation.
If the fight commission, if they require like a certain type of weight class, would Joshua be? Would you? Would he be willing to lose some weight?
Or gain weight.
So listen, I listen, Joshua's.
Maybe cut the Gerbers for a couple weeks.
Let the father answer this, but in my opinion, Joshua would be willing to do
babies
it.
Babies don't really need to eat. You know, they don't even have teeth. They don't need to
a
eat.
A little,
couple weeks.
Little water cut.
Josh is he's not a big eater in the first place, and also
not a big eater.
The way he likes to work
eats his
out,
opponents.
Joshua, like you can keep him inside the gym all day long.
Yeah, what's
train
his workout
all day
routine?
Long.
Yeah,
what's Joshua's workout routine?
Yeah, thing he likes to do. He likes to run a lot, and he likes to kick a lot. You can put him to kick all day long, and I do like an obstacle course with him. Training, he goes, he kick, he run, he rolls. You know,
okay.
I'm teaching him Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm gonna post a video. He's doing an arm bar at me.
Oh,
now you see a 1 year
oh
and a half kid.
That's crazy.
He did the arm bar at me. I'm not lying.
You have the video?
I have the video. He pressed on me like this, and he doing the arm bar, and he twisted. He twists so hard, he almost. You almost
now
took my shoulder out.
Look at my wrist.
My shoulder blade out.
I kind of want to watch that.
I have a thin wrist.
Mm-hmm.
You think you could give me an arm bar?
If I tell him to
you're
do
willing
it,
to.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
at
yeah,
risk.
You know, he locks the little leg right here.
Can he arm bar Richie on the podcast?
Well, we don't know.
Well,
we can see.
It's a new trick.
Let's bring him in.
It's very new.
Josh's done a lot tonight.
Yeah.
It's
very new.
It's very new.
He did me. I'm working on, but I need another more week for him to get better than that.
Well,
we'll have you on again.
We'll do a part two.
Can he kick Richie in the face?
I would love to. I would be honored.
Let's do that.
Does he like Jews?
Another thing he's learning too, he's doing the Mata Leão now. He's doing the choke.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic.
Do you think Joshua would rather kick a Frenchman from South Dakota, a Lebanese man, or a Jew? Who would Joshua rather just kick in the face?
Let him choose. And I mean,
that's funny, actually.
That's actually great.
And also, how about you guys put the pen on your mouth instead of kick your face, he take the pen out of your mouth?
Okay, let's do that.
All right,
let's
that's a good idea.
That sounds great.
The kid has an eagle eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can take He can take a grape out of your mouth. Don't touch your lips.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. That's it.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a great
Joshua, thing. The super baby on TikTok. He's got a million followers, by the way.
So Paul thinks that on a phone, we should just film this.
I can take one of these cameras.
Or take one of the cameras. Paul thinks we should just film this finale kick in the other room. The pens and
the table works fine. I think this is good. I don't want to
just edit it in and we'll just end it with.
No, I know, but we have a good sequence going. The kids got used to the table.
All right. I'm just scared he's going to fall off.
No. The mom is there. The mom is a super. She worries about him, so she's not going to let that happen.
Let's see. You're going to have to go down. You're going to take the pen out of your mouth. All right.
I prefer the table.
Sup to guys.
Table's fine.
Let's try here. If something in there is don't work, we can try on the other side.
The mom's not gonna let him fall, and Caesar's not gonna let him fall. We everyone's gonna be around him.
Yeah, we're fast enough to hold him.
Okay, you don't have to. I mean, we can talk, but you know, it was great to meet you, Caesar. We'll wrap this up after this big stunt.
No problem, man. It's always a pleasure, and we're working on this. In this big fight, and we're gonna make happen. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
I think we need to show the world like the real baby is Joshua. You know,
absolutely.
And why he's a super baby? Because he does things no baby has done.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. I met you. Devin's in the bathroom. We have to wait for him for a little bit.
Close right now the whole deal. If Joshua taking a pen out of somebody's mouth. Uh huh. Great. The promoter guy, you see, the promoter guy run away because he said Josh is not a baby. He's not a baby. He
saw Joshua kick the board, and he said, this isn't a real baby. He thought Joshua was 18, just like the other fake baby.
It's crazy. Yeah, he said Josh is not a baby. He's a fake
He
baby.
Thought Joshua was an adult because of how
Joshua
strong he is.
An adult.
Joshua, you're going to take a pen out of somebody's mouth. Are you ready? Look, you're going to take a pen out
Here
of his
we go.
Mouth. You're
what?
Kick.
No, so he has to pick who he wants to kick in the face. Okay, no, it's going to be a Richie.
Oh, he's excited. He's already, he's got his eyes
okay,
on the
on,
Jew.
Hold on, Joshua. Okay, let's get right there. Okay, hold on. You're going to kick. Let's see if we can get
it. Watch the cables. I don't want his foot to get caught.
Oh!
Wow.
You can lift a little bit higher. Lift a little bit higher your head. He's going to kick.
Richie, put your head up.
Yeah, your head up.
Joshua. Keep your hands up. Go, Joshua.
On the pen.
2, 3, action.
That's okay. Oh! Yay! You did it!
Unbelievable.
Joshua.
High five. High five, everybody.
You are
awesome.
Oh,
my God. I'm never going to wash this hand.
Oh, my God.
I'm never going to wash this hand. You're a legend.
A legend.
Joshua, can you do me?
Joshua, take out of his mouth. Kick.
Kick that action.
Well, wait, hang on.
Oh,
oh my God! That was amazing.
Amazing.
Again, Joshua.
That is crazy.
Action, just the pin.
Ow! Oh my goodness!
The accuracy is unbelievable.
He never missed.
Joshua, you're awesome, man.
Joshua!
You're honestly the greatest baby I've ever seen.
The greatest baby of all time.
Oh, look at that. He's a team player, too.
We're touching a future legend right here.
No, this is a future champion.
We're getting handshakes from a future legend.
Future champion of the world.
Kick the mic. It's not worth anything.
Action. Look at that. Kick that thing.
Ow! Yeah.
He's gentle with it. I like the kid. He respects media.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, Joshua.
Good job, Joshua. Everybody, come on.
Give it up for Joshua, the super baby.
Joshua.
You're amazing, kid.
Joshua, give me five. Look,
come on, buddy. Great to see you, my friend.
Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. This was
Caesar,
a great.
Explain anything. Your TikTok and where to find you. Where to find Joshua the Super Baby.
Okay, you guys can follow Joshua. Joshua_Super Baby on the TikTok. Joshua_Instagram Super Baby. Joshua_Super Baby. You guys can find everything about Joshua. Okay.
Joshua and wants the Diet Coke.
Joshua TikTok right now is amazing.
Almost a million followers on TikTok. You could have that.
You can have it.
By the end of the week, he have 1 million followers because people are going crazy with Joshua. America fell in love with Joshua.
Oh my goodness. So that was so awesome.
Yeah. Joshua_Super Baby. Instagram, Joshua_Super Baby. Oh my God.
Legend. Nice catch. Thank you. Okay.
Very good.
Joshua's
thank
amazing.
You guys
thank
so much.
Much
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thank you so much thank for being
you.
Here.
Yeah,
Joshua,
gonna,
thank you so much for
more
being
time,
here.
And let's lift that up. Let's make this fight happen.
Oh, you guys have to come back. Yeah. We're going to get this fight to happen.
Absolutely.
Folks. Check out the Hate Watch podcast on Patreon. And
Joshua.
Huh?
Like, subscribe,
rate, review on iTunes. Give us, come on, you know, I mean, just rate us on iTunes. I know everyone asks.
Tell
your friends, you know, we're doing big things here. We got Joshua the Super Baby here. We have a future legend in studio.
Be careful,
Caesar Gaval and his mother.
Yes. Natalia.
Say something
to the mic.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being here.
Supporting Joshua Super Baby.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for raising an incredible baby.
And thank you, all of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joshua. Right. The mic's all yours.
Yep. Thank you. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, that was amazing.